You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, hello, hello. My mic is all over the place right now. And hi there, and welcome to Beats and Eats. I am your host, Nicole, and each week I'm here on Thursday afternoons broadcasting from SFU Burnaby campus from 1 to 2, where I play dope beats, I chat with dope people, we talk about events, we talk about music, we talk about food. And today I have a bunch of interviews that I'm really excited to share. I also have somebody in studio today, so I am super, super excited to get started. But I do want to talk about a few food events and services that are available at SFU Burnaby campus. So if you are up here on the mountain during the summertime, just want you to know that SFSS undergrad offers a free meals program. And so there is free lunch this summer at SFU Burnaby campus, alternating from tasty grilled sandwiches, which I have had, to loaded hot dogs, which I had earlier this week, in chicken, beef, pork, and I think there's a veggie option too. So the next free lunch dates are Wednesday, July 15th will be grilled cheese. Tuesday, July 21st will be grilled cheese. And then Wednesday, July 29th will be hot dogs. There are some dates in August, but I won't go that far. Just a heads up, too, is that the SFSS undergrad is looking for volunteers to help with their free meal program this summer. So I will include link in today's show notes if you want to get involved. And then the next thing I want to share is that the Food Rescue is back at SFU Burnaby campus at the Blossom Hall Thursdays from 1:30 to 2:45 from now until August 6th. Grocery store produce that doesn't meet the selling criteria of supermarket chains are distributed for free to SFU students and folks. And then the other thing I want to share is that the SFSS food pantry is open year-round with the exception of official university holidays. So if you are in urgent or extreme need of assistance, please contact msc.clubs2@sfss.ca. I will include that email in the links and just include a list of items that you need, and the coordinator will do their best to accommodate your request based on available inventory. And then lastly, I want to talk about a community kitchen that is happening later this month. It's called Let's Talk Black Food Sovereignty, and that's happening on Thursday, July 30th from 5:30 to 9:30 at the Sub Community Kitchen at the SFU Burnaby campus, and that's in room 212. This community kitchen is honoring American Juneteenth as well as Canadian Emancipation Day. And here's what you'll be making. Guys, it sounds so delicious. Mac and cheese, fried chicken and fried cauliflower, especially for the vegetarians and vegans. There is going to be honey butter cornbread, seasoned greens, and that is going to be utilizing cabbage from the Embark Learning Gardens, as well as sweet potato pie. One of my favorites. This is a free event, but there will be a link to RSVP, so I'll include that in the show notes as well. And now I want to have some space to chat with Sierra McTavish, Eastside Arts Society Programs and Development Manager, who's here with me to chat about the 6th annual Eastside Arts Festival happening from July 17th to 26th. Sierra, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you were able to come up and chat with me at the station. I always love that. Okay, my first question. For those who are unaware about the festival, it is in its 6th year. Can you share a little bit about what the festival is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. It is in its 6th year. It's a 10-day multidisciplinary festival that spans everything from visual art, to music, to performing art and dance. So there's a little bit of something for everyone. The festival is really grassroots, and it's a true celebration of the East Side Arts District and all the creative producers and makers who live and work in that area.
Love it. And so it's kind of in its infancy, you know, it's past 5 years. Yay. So yes. You're in the sixth year. And could you share, like, how did it get started? Like, you know, what was the need, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of came from two places. The first is we are also the producers of the East Side Culture Crawl,
yes.
Which is in its 30th year this year, which we're really excited about. And during the crawl, people are always asking us, how does this artist learn how to, you know, do cyanotype, glass fuse, make ceramics? And so a lot of those questions come around people not knowing where to get started with their creative practice. Mm-hmm. So it started off as the Create Festival,
okay.
which is a festival that was designed to do workshops and on visual arts only, mm-hmm. to allow people to get their hands dirty and do a little bit about what the East Side Culture Crawl artists get to do.
Mm-hmm.
It also emerged during COVID.
Ah.
So it was primarily totally outdoors in the park, hands-on art-making workshops. So it also came from an appetite for community connection in a time where people were feeling really isolated,
mm-hmm.
a way to get people outside of their homes in a safe way. And so it's really grown from there. Over the last number of years, we've been listening to our community and hearing what they have to say. And sort of what the beauty of the festival is, it's grown its programming based on what we're hearing on the ground.
Yes.
So people were saying, there's so much great music here, you know, and then we're like, well, why don't we showcase music? There's so much great dance. Why don't we tap into that and into performing arts, etc.? So it grew from community's interest and getting a behind the scenes look on a variety of arts that are existing within the East Side Arts District, and kind of getting them that backdoor experience and getting them deeper involved in the community.
Love that. So if I am brand spanking new, just heard about the festival, let's say I know about the culture, you know, Culture Crawl,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know anything about the festival, would you advise that I, like, check out a website to kind of navigate first? Like, what tips would you offer?
Absolutely. I would definitely start on our website, eastsideartsfestival.ca. And from there on our homepage is our schedule, which gives you an overview of all the festival offerings. If you're not a website person and you're living on socials only, you can hit up at eastsidearts_van, eastsidearts_van, to get a summary of also what we're up to. We have great kind of collections where you can browse the schedule, get to know each of the diversity of programs, get a little bit of taste of everything from our walking tours to our visual art workshops, our dance co-presentations, and our music event on July 25th.
I love it. And is there ticketed events? Like, how does that work? Or is it a combination of ticket and free?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a range of different offerings. There's ticketed events. So our workshops and walking tours are all ticketed.
Mm-hmm.
We're also co-presenting this year's Dance Deck, which is an outdoor dance festival that's led by Bell Spiral Dance Projects. It's an opportunity for people to get an intimate experience with dancers, including some that are a part of Ballet BC, which is very exciting, without the constraints of choreography. So they're all self-directed.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be ticketed as well.
Nice.
But we also have a free concert in McLean Park on July 25th that is in partnership with the Rickshaw Theater.
Awesome.
And that goes from 3 to 8 p.m. We'll have a beer garden, we'll have an art market, we'll have some free public art activities led by Enabling Arts,
nice.
Writers Exchange, and Alternative Creations. And we'll have some food trucks for people to explore as well. So that's just a free community celebration. And then we're also going to have a really fun and quirky activation at the Kamloops Plaza on July 18th. It's going to be a poetry and clown engagement. So you'll get some prompts and a poem will be magically delivered your way at the plaza.
Okay. I like it. What would you say you're most excited about when you think about the festival?
I would say I'm always excited for the concert in the park. Nice. I love a community celebration, and we have some really awesome artists this year. We're working with Buddy, Wax, Stephen Ham, Big Rig, and Jody Glenn Ham will be on DJ. Nice. But as far as our other programming throughout the week, I'm really excited about something new we're doing this year, which is we're doing a number of artist-led walking tours.
Okay, cool.
So these are artists that are in the Crawl or in the Eastside Arts District, so we're introducing a very diverse range of walking tours, including a sound, a recording walking tour, public art, a photography walking tour, a plein air drawing walking tour.
Okay.
So I'm excited, and I definitely will be hitching myself to some of those walking tours and taking part.
I love it, and I love a walking tour. I mean, I love to walk, so walking tours are everything, so I am so down for that. You mentioned food trucks, because I love to talk about food on this show. So not only will there be food trucks, but I'm sure that it's also encouraged to support food businesses in the area as well.
Absolutely. I definitely recommend. There's some lovely restaurants all throughout the district, everywhere from Chinatown to Strathcona, East Village, and more that people can explore. I know I have a few of my own favorites in the neighborhood that I'm going to be checking out. And then we also have some local partners who will be bringing those food trucks again. And as well, a lot of the workshops we're hosting are taking place in unconventional spaces.
Okay.
And in this case, they're in breweries. So we're working with Lupulo, Superflux, and East Van Brewing, who all offer their own kind of fun flair food.
Nice.
So if you want to do an art workshop and keep yourself entertained by having a little bit of a drink, having a little bit of a snack, that will all be available. And I highly encourage people to do so.
Love it. Art, music, food, walking. I mean, it's community. It is a vibe. I'm so excited for this. Before I let you go, is there anything that maybe you might have missed that you wanted to share since you were here, since you made it up to the mountain?
I would love to just say that take a check, look at our website, check out our Instagram. I hope there's something for everyone. You might know someone who's even leading a walking tour, hosting a workshop, or performing on stage, because this is a really grassroots local festival. So we're really hoping to represent and uplift the community this year. So we hope to see you there. Join us on the park day, grab a walking tour ticket, a workshop ticket, and we'll see you there.
Yes, we will see you there. And guys, I'm going to put all the links, website, Instagram, all of the things in the show notes today. So no stressing if you're out in the streets as you're listening. You'll be able to get all the information. And I do highly encourage that you check out the website, because it will also kind of give a map, right, of an understanding of, because you named some of the areas that it's going to cover, like the Strathcona, East Village, that type of thing. So
definitely. I would check our festival website for a overview of the programming. Yeah. There's also an FAQs and links to all of the individual event pages, which will include things like accessibility information, how to, where to. If you're wondering about the district boundaries and various different culture producers within the area, I actually would recommend you check out one of our other websites, which is the eastsidearchdistrict.ca. And this is a map that highlights all the cultural assets within the district, as well as artists and producers living in this area of the city. It's a great resource to get to learn this part of the city. So I would definitely highly recommend you give that a peruse.
Love that. So I'm also going to put that website, eastsidearchdistrict.ca, so that people can get an idea of the geographical areas that it covers, and then go back to kind of decide what suits your fancy, what you're down for. I am so excited for this. Thank you so much for, again, coming up and chatting with me today. And again, guys, if you're into art, music, dance even, all the things, food, community, vibes.
Vibes.
This is going to be the festival. This is definitely going to be the festival. 10 days of fun. Again, thank you so much, Sierra, for joining me. And what I'm going to do next is I'm going to play a couple of tracks that I discovered on the CJSF Digital Library this week that they're on repeat, guys. These are some beats that I'm so excited about. So I am going to hit it off with a track called Friends.
Thank you. my spirit decline. I don't see bad mankind. Hey, them bring me a few watch for this time. You don't wish me well, I can feel it up. No. Not your ego, me not feed it up. No. Cruel mankind, me never see it up. Sick in a cross, we are pray, oh. On my spotlight and I'm a video. Real girl around the city, so me feed it up. Cruel mankind, me never see it up. Sick in a cross, we are pray, oh. I'm serious, you hurt me. With your bad mind.
This one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, Afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
And welcome back to Beats and Eats. You're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. Before the break, you heard the track Friends by Oliver Knight, followed by Omega Mighty with Mankind. Now, I have another interview that I am about to share. It is one that I did. It was such a fun chat that I did with Calgary-based hip-hop and R&B artist BK1. But before we get into our chat, I am going to play a couple of tracks. Let's take a listen to BK1.
Don't you worry, Find me whining, except when jealousy beside me. Ooh, I'd kill to be the lightning.
I don't think you know how much I want to live in your light. Stand back, let me show you.
Up high on the fence, mind gone, and I choke on pretense.
My mother always told me one day it'll be my time. Of time, tell me really truly, yeah. Tell me to really want what's mine. Why did anybody tell me? Why did anybody show me the way? Would you help me here? Yeah. I'm looking for more than I can say. Would you help me here? Yeah. Why did anybody show me the way? Would you help me? Would you help me?
And welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio broadcasting from Burnaby. My name is Nicole, and I stumbled on my next guest when I was at the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival in Calgary last month. BK1 performed a song with Hinde, who is an artist that I interviewed back in December, and they both were fantastic. I was lucky to get a chance to meet, chat, we exchanged socials, and took some photos even after the show. It was a vibe. So when I returned back to BC, I reached out to schedule an interview, and here we are. So, BK, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing fantastic. Today is a Friday. I've not been paying attention at work. So it's going great.
I love to hear it. I love to hear it. So you are a Calgary-based hip hop and R&B artist. First off, I would love to have you share with listeners, what has your journey been like? Getting connected to your craft, to your talent?
Well, it's hard to condense, but I would say it's been an extremely eye-opening journey, and it's been one of self-discovery too, because I essentially started as a bedroom artist, you know, I stumbled on GarageBand on my phone. when I was in university, I was just piecing stuff together, and I was like, oh, this is actually so fun. You know, I would post my beats online, and, you know, maybe like three of my friends would see it, and then I'll take it down and be like, this is ridiculous. So, so that's how my journey started. And then it, you know, progressed to like going to open mics just to watch. And then I actually participated around, like, you know, I'm going to say like 2019, 2020, around the pandemic. So, and then now we're in 2026, and, you know, I've performed at, you know, things like the Ethnic Festival of the Arts, you know, with the Tribe Artist Society at Folk Fest, at, you know, a lot of cool things. Ship Hop, of course, like, So yeah, it started with curiosity that has, you know, I would say was always there from the very beginning, but, you know, I tried to push it to the side for to focus on school, but you know, this is more fun.
And you know what, life is not just for living, it's for having a good time. So I'm glad that you know what I mean, I'm glad that you sure to embrace the fun in life. Can you tell me a little bit about this?